Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, UK Bills Mafia. This is Christian Wade of your Buffalo Bills. This is the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast with your hosts, Matt and Alex. Let's go, Buffalo! Woo!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast, Bills news with a UK twist. You notice a Christmas tree, it's nearly Christmas. There's next to me is Alex. I'm Matt. And we're going to talk about the, well, you call it a roller coaster of a game against the Chargers, 8-3 now. So, Alex, I know you haven't got a script this time. You haven't prepared any notes. Are we freeballing this, are we?
You freeballing is not the right term. Freeballing is something else.
What was I thinking then?
We're spitballing it.
Spitballing.
I don't think that was the first time that one of us has done that. Normally when I go off script, it's because I'm upset. This game was, I'm just happy to get it over with. But there's positives to talk about. First off being, I didn't have any energy to really be mad because I'm still fat, full, and exhausted from Thanksgiving. Leftovers still, getting them down. I'm exhausted. I feel like I look like 10 pounds heavier. I watched the game in relative calm. Just because if I were to have gotten upset, I might have had a carotid artery or a heart attack or something.
And I'll be doing this. And I'll be doing this review show on my own.
Yeah, yeah, somebody get me a camera in hospital, right? But
that'd be interesting. Me by a Christmas tree, you in a hospital bed doing a podcast. That could work.
It's about right for 2020. Anything can fucking happen.
How do you feel?
About after this game, how do you feel in general about this team?
I still have the optimism. I still feel we're going to win the division. It's going to take a lot of practice and a lot of refinement to actually go further in the playoffs.
Well, shouldn't we have had that today?
Because of the bye week. Yeah,
we should have been refined. We should have been on point, and it was sloppy. It was ugly at times. It started fine.
I think I tweeted out what team looks like a team that are on a bye that just come back from a bye week.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because it definitely wasn't us.
I mean. Go by the game script. First Chargers possession, 3-and-out, fantastic. Bills down the field, touchdown. Good start. And then typical Bills defense. They give up a little bit. 13 play, 79 yard touchdown drive by the Chargers, and then punt. But then touchdown, then punt field goal, then punt and a half, and then Bills touchdown, 24-6. At the start of the third quarter, things looked great. And in this, if there's anything to complain about, is the theme of the Bills season.
Yeah.
You get to a place during a game where it's in hand and things just kind of happen to make you worried. The good news is that it was never really in doubt. Bills defense, best game of the year?
I don't think so. I think it was still, still holes in there. I think.
Let me bother you with what game was better?
To be honest, we really had a good. The only one I can think of would probably be the Chiefs. I think that is probably our best game that we've had on defense. I mean, I got you kind of knew as soon as that Hail Mary attempt by Herbert, as soon as he missed a one tap on, I was there already going, fuck me, this is Arizona all over again. I mean, the stupid penalties that we've given away kept them in the game. Yes, we had some good plays. We stopped them a hell of a load. That last play on the goal line right at the end, I don't know what the fuck was actually Lim was actually doing on there. We got the interception.
We can make this a Chargers podcast and just talk about how bad they were coached today.
Yeah, but no. I mean, it was a good game. I wouldn't say it's their best performance. I think there have been other games out there. We tried. We got hold of him. We got a bit of pressure on him.
Yeah.
We took him out a couple of times. I mean, I had to hold my hand up that I thought it was Trey White that got the penalty call, not Ed Oliver.
Right. Well, because on the first replay, on the live feed, all you see is Trey going for the legs, and you assume that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
So I understand that call. But, I mean, just get a look at some stats here. When you realize that the Chargers average 26 points a game, all of their games have been by one score or more, like only one game has been by a margin more than 8 points. So this has been the Chargers' worst loss all season. I mean, look at their drives. Punt, touchdown, then punt, then punt, then punt, then punt in the first half. They've never done that this season. And then the second half, they score, but then turnover on downs, hold them to a field goal, punt, interception, and then whatever the hell that was in garbage time. Luckily for Bill's stat line, no garbage time touchdown. But I will die on this hill saying that this was the Bills' best defensive game so far. Not a single player on defense had a bad game. Trey White, I saw some people saying he, ever since his contract, he's been mailing it in. Slow your roll, all right? Keenan Allen held the 40 yards. Sure, he had a touchdown, but that was on a zone coverage, so that's not Trey. Other than that, Trey White had a fine game, all right? Eckler, he had 11 catches. That's fine because he didn't score. We were able to stop him when it mattered most. A.J. Klein, unsung hero over the last few weeks. I mean, most improved player by far, A.J. Klein. And then you have the pass rush, Jerry Hughes, Epinesa, Oliver, Jefferson, you know, everybody getting in there when it mattered most. The Bills offense did everything they could to give the game away, and the defense held us in it. The defense was given a short field multiple times in that second half, and they held true. This was by far their best showing against a good offense. Everybody coming into the game was Herbert this, Herbert that, Eckler's back. People were picking the Chargers to win, and they never really had a chance because the defense kept us in this game and held the Chargers down.
Okay, yeah. My only bugbear about that defense is why do they keep Teron Johnson on Keenan Allen pretty much most of that play? You'd think Mike Williams really didn't get into the game until the fourth quarter. You think you can probably neutralize Allen, their best wide receiver, but yet he was stuck. He had Johnson stuck to him. He had Edmonds on that nearby on that touchdown catch of his. You always
I don't understand what your complaint is. He was targeted 10 times and only caught 4 passes. There's nothing to complain about when you look at Keenan Allen's stat line for the Bills' perspective.
And then if White was on him for the rest of those 4, would he have actually got those 4? I know he got one where he actually was good.
It's 4 for 40. I mean, you're happy with that. Everybody has to be happy with that.
Yeah, still, I'm happy about it.
Look what
we
did last week. But I mean, sure, it was the Jets, but
you got a touchdown out of it. I'm joking.
It's fine. You can't. Why? I tweeted this. I talked about this. Why does Why do we expect perfection? I think we talked about this in a previous show. The other team's trying to win the game too. We're not, you know, the Bears. We're not the Steel Curtain. We're not the Purple People Eaters. This isn't the best team in the NFL. We're 8-3. We stopped a good offense. There's no room to nitpick defensively this game with how bad it's been at the beginning of the season, the way it's turned around, getting pressure, stopping the other team's star player, Arizona, you know, Hail Mary excluded, Hail Mary today, okay, you know,
yeah.
Freak play. Statistically speaking, I'm sure it's never happened. They didn't score, so whatever.
Well, he nearly did.
But he didn't.
he nearly did.
So, you know, I'm not going to have this game worry me.
Then do you have the penalties worrying you then?
That's
penalties kept them in. Okay, there was three fumbles by the there's two fumbles and an interception by the Bills, obviously, yeah. Kept in, and
yeah,
but also the penalties as well. There were times where they were third, they were going to go fourth down, and a penalty, stupid penalty, actually pushed them onto a first down. They motored down. That's the one thing you really got to be. You've got to be wary about. You've got to be a bit pissed that they're still giving away those needless penalties.
Yeah. No, you make a good point there. That's absolutely a good point. And it's something that I think that we all need to be reserved to the fact that that's not going to be fixed. That's who we are. They're clearly taught and coached to be aggressive and just accept the penalties. I mean,
well, that Moss one, what the fuck was up with that one?
I think maybe because of the Allen one, the refs were more inclined to look for it. So
he was doing no look back pass to the referee. Yes, it wasn't the right area. 100%
a bad call. yeah.
It's the referee's fault for not being there to catch the ball.
Yeah. That was really soft. Aside from that and the roughing the passer, it wasn't that bad today.
Illegal formation on kickoff.
Well, that's a little embarrassing.
Okay, there was still that's fair. There wasn't that many, but still.
Well, we had 9 for 85. They had 5 for 91. That big pass interference call was probably because their biggest one. 9 penalties again. Really bad. Really bad.
Right. I think we're about fifth or sixth in the league in penalties.
It's hard to imagine someone being worse than us, but I guess that is. So, it's one of those things where because it wasn't pretty, you might want to nitpick. But, you gave up 16 passing first downs. But, let's look on the bright side. We were 4 of 9 on third down. That's not bad. We had 11 rushing first downs. The rushing game was completely fixed this week, I would say. Singletary had it ripped out. I mean, that was just a good play by the defender. The Chargers were able to pretty much kind of control the game. They had 79 offensive plays to our 58. It was the one thing that I said we needed to control was keep the ball away from them. But at the same time, pregame, I said rookie's going to rookie. But it looks like Anthony Lynn was going to Anthony Lynn, because that was by far one of the worst coached games I've ever seen. I mean, the Jets are bad because they have a bad coach and a bad roster. But this is a good roster, which and what I thought was a halfway decent head coach, but their coaching staff is really holding them back. A lot of opportunities. You could possibly say that the way the Bills played today, they could have been beaten by a better team, but that's the beauty of the NFL. You only play who you play.
And that was a question that I had asked by Chris Spencer, saying how happy that Terry chose McDermott over Lynn.
Yeah.
I think
Lynn was never going to.
This game proves it.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's put change attention. We've been speaking too much defense. Let's talk offense. Now, did you expect Beasley? Did you expect Beasley to throw a touchdown?
Well, I mean, obviously no one did. Obviously the Chargers didn't either. It's good to see that we have plays like that. Now, the one thing that I ask of the Buffalo Bills for the rest of the season, I want Bass or Bohorquez to throw a touchdown. All right. You've been cute on offense. I want to see a special teams trick play. Let's really open up this playbook. Let's have the most. I wonder, I want to know. I'll look this up. I'll post it on the next show. The team who's had the most players throw for touchdowns in a single season. Which team has had the most players throw for a touchdown in a single season? So I'm going to look that up.
No, Bills right have got three.
So we'll see what happens. I want to see a team that's had like four or five. I mean, there's an opportunity for teams that have had multiple quarterbacks, you know, like teams that could have like three quarterbacks. I think
you
could have that had Peterman, Allen, and Anderson throw for a touchdown possibly, but.
Okay, find that stat, but rule out any other quarterback other than the starting quarterback.
Right, yes. Okay, that's going to be a hell of a lot harder. so we'll really just have to go through it and see.
I mean, the only thing I can really think, I mean, this offense, it started moving when it wanted to move. There were times where, and I'm still going to get a little bit angry about it, is when Josh just wants to either play the hero ball or when he knows there's pressure coming and the sack actually can take you out of a good field position, just throw it away. If there's no one out of the pocket, just lob the ball away. Just take a loss of downs. Don't take a sack. That's my only real gripe on there. And obviously the other one is Brian Winters leaving our gap, like pretty much spreading the Nile.
Yeah.
Then Bosa through.
Well, look at it with Barkley. Allen. You can't have it both ways. Do you want him to be conservative and then you lose that Dallas first down last year?
No, he doesn't try that.
You might want him to be selective, but you don't want your players to think too much. You want them to rely on their instincts. So are you going to try and coach that out of Allen, or are you going to just
I'm not going to try and coach it out of him. I just think he just needs to actually just assess it a little bit more. I mean, the fact that I think that drive there really took us out of field goal range and all that, you know, you're getting that close, you're under pressure, you've got no one coverage, and you're going to take a sack that's going to take you out of field goal range. Just throw it.
I mean, obviously I agree with you, but that's just not the quarterback that we have. You know, not every team is going to get a Brady or a Breeze who's smart with the football. We got a guy who balls out, and I'm going to let him ball out. And, you know, if he's going to make mistakes, that's fine with me in the sense. Because you got to take the good with the bad. Asking for a generational player like Aaron Rodgers, you're just not going to get it. You're going to get, you know, you just have to deal with what you have.
I agree. I mean, I'm glad we've got Allen over Sam Darnold, over Lamar Jackson, over Kyler Murray and all that. I'm glad we've got him. And every quarterback should have that nag that bit, but in the back of your mind, they're thinking, for fuck's sake, just be smart with the freaking ball.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Blackwood's fumbles. Yes, he's actually come back a little bit on his fumbles, but he still gets to a point where he's close to losing it again. He just needs to just rein it back in, calm himself down.
Yeah.
And then actually go for it. Yeah, if he's calm and he's saying, okay, I think I should just take the sack. But if he's trying to rush it, trying to make play when it's not on, Just throw it away. Just play sensible. But
in Peyton Manning's fourth season, he had 23 interceptions.
He's on a bad line.
You can't. Guys are just gonna, you know. I don't want. We won. We did enough. The offense made some mistakes. You know, Tom Brady threw four interceptions in a game against us. Tony Romo threw five interceptions in a game against us. Allen, he lost a fumble and he threw an interception. Okay, he was also 75% completions. You know, he got first downs with his legs and with his arm when he needed to. We put up more points than the other team. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I you're making me feel crazy defending a team that won.
Okay. So yeah, no, that's fair. We found a way. All teams find a way, no matter how shit they play, to win. We did that. As much as we want it to be a little bit more plain sailing, we don't have to always rely on luck of the bounce or luck of the flags or luck of anything. We found a way to win. We won. Yeah, let's move on. We've got potentially San Francisco next week.
Potentially, I'm confident that we'll play against San Francisco, and all indications right now are showing that we're going to play in Arizona. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully, no emotional scars from that one when we show up there.
There's not really much. I mean, glad they've right like third quarter onwards they decided to actually implement run games. I mean, they should stop with the outside zone runs because that's why we always go down. We go down because they go out and then they decide to cut back inside. I think we have more success.
Wait, I thought we were moving on. What are you talking about?
I'm just carrying on about the offense and just saying how.
All right, so we're still doing this. Okay. Yeah.
It's just a quick
Singletary and Moss and Allen combined had one of the better rushing days on the season, and we're going to be upset about it.
No, I said I'm glad they actually done it after, and it took them to the third quarter to really start getting it going because they're still stop and start.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm saying we should avoid going for the outside runs because most of the success we had was up the middle in between the tackles.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably what they need to work on. I think that's my only gripe with it. I mean, glad they've got the running game on. Believe me, I'm happy they've got the running game going.
Yeah, I think the best spot to run is between Feliciano and Dawkins. I think that's where the most success has been. I mean, Singletary cut through two on today, and I think Moss also had two long ones between those two guys. So if that
Bounce it on the outside, that's where it really goes. Really, when they get nowhere, they get maybe 1 yard, lose a yard, get back to the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's built where you've got Feliciano in there, Dawkins, Feliciano, Morse, that area, that left side. You go in between them and you're going to have a lot more success.
All right. It's clear that misery loves company because now I want to complain about something. So thank you very much for bringing me down with you.
It can't be a show about you moaning.
Why does it seem like this team can only do one thing in a game? It's clear that we've focused on being a running team this week, and it just seems like that was the only thing that worked. Where's the ability to adjust from a running game plan to a passing game plan? Why does it seem like the playbook is only half open every week? Maybe I'm overreacting. I don't know, but...
I agree on that.
You could argue that if Allen throws for 300 and Singletary has 100, they're either blowing someone out or it's 30-30. And I don't want that, obviously, you know, a track meet. One game this year, I would love 30-10. Can we have one of those games, please?
I mean, I love the fact that they did focus on the run. They got that going. They still put passing in there. It's one of those offenses that you just want to, you now want to now get one more game running, see how you do against San Francisco. If you're focusing heavily on that, it's more like you're going to focus on the pass against them, but we'll come to that in the next show. But if you can get all you need is maybe one more solid game of that run game going, and now you can then mesh that playbook in. Because if you can get those runs spot on, the pulls and the gaps sorted, the offense, which without John Brown is going to be a major, we can see that's a major loss for it. And
I mean, Gabe Davis had a really good game today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, three
catches only. But a great catch on that, you know, that free play.
I mean,
our passing offense was efficient, 19 to 25. The Chargers were 31 to 52. We had more yards per pass than them. So if on tape now we have teams focusing on our pass and our rush, we can really work in the play action next week. And I think that's going to be a good way for us to beat San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's move on. We've got a few questions in, just a few, not many this time, which I thought there'd be a little bit more. Shout out to the people that actually voted in the poll. I set a poll up saying who was player of the match. AJ Klein won it by a landslide.
Played great. Played great again.
Redemption. I think someone coined the phrase declined. Actually, with Klein in it.
When he makes a big play?
Yeah.
Their offense was declined. I like that. That'll play. That's a T-shirt. Yeah. Okay.
Our guy, Dave Thorpe, he said, can he email in? Because the character limit won't cut what he's actually going to write.
What is it?
Let me try and summarize it. After the bye against the Chargers, which is not good enough, that wasn't a playoff caliber team win. 3 turnovers in 7 plays, still with the stupid penalties. Refs are a train wreck this year. O-line was awful. Another Hail Mary completion, for fuck's sake.
Did we win this game? We won. Does it sound like we didn't win this game?
I think in a way it's just the way we want it. I mean, obviously, as we said, most people want that perfect game. Everyone wants that win where it's comfortable, when we're not all getting all the toilet paper from the store just for a Buffalo Bills game.
I would really like to have a conversation with fans from other teams, because the constant expectation and need of Bills Mafia for perfection from a team that's been bad for the most part of 20 years is just really perplexing to me. I really just don't understand why we expect them to look like, you know, a God squad versus a JV team every week.
Yeah.
You know, in a week where you do enough to win, the offense wasn't firing on all cylinders. The defense made up for it. This was a team win.
I'd rather save that perfect performance for the
Steelers,
for the playoffs. Well, obviously for the Steelers, but for the playoffs as well.
I mean, we still need to get some space between us and the Dolphins. So season wins are still very important, but
yeah. Which brings me on to Josh Rea saying, do you reckon the AFC championship will be decided in week 17? If so, why?
The AFC East Championship.
The AFC East Championship. That's what I said.
Let me get the Dolphins.
The Dolphins have got to face the Patriots. They've got to face the Chiefs. They've got to face Raiders, even though the Raiders got blown out.
Bengals, Chiefs, Pats, Raiders, and then us. So right now they have 7. They probably have 8 with the Bengals. They could maybe beat the Patriots. They could beat the Raiders.
Well, the Raiders lost heavily to Atlanta.
I mean, they play the Chiefs close again. They beat the Chiefs, then they play them close. Then they dud against the Falcons. I mean, this is the thing. Who are the Patriots? Who are the Raiders? You know?
I mean, Patriots beat the Cardinals today.
Yeah. So, you know, the NFL is really difficult to predict in this sense, but yeah, you're probably looking at 8 against the Bengals, maybe 9 against the Patriots or Raiders. Their best case is 10 wins, I think. No, well, their best case is 11, but I think you could expect them to go 10-6, where we have every opportunity to go 12-4. You know, we beat San Francisco. Let's lose to Pittsburgh. We beat Denver. We beat New England. We beat Miami. So
I actually do think we can win out. I think we'll win out. It comes to week 17. We've won the champion of the AFC East.
Well, look, I mean, you're home against the Steelers. If you can give me an offense like the Steelers game, I mean, if you can give me an offense like the Seahawks game, give me an offense like the Rams game, and give me a defense like today, then we could beat the Steelers.
Yeah, I think it's one of those.
I mean, I don't even think games. We need perfection. I mean, we weren't perfect against Kansas City, and we only lost. We had the game within a touchdown in the fourth quarter. So
yeah,
I think another situation like that where we're, you know, keep it close against a good team like that. I mean, I'm fine with it.
So the last couple of questions, one of them, well, they're both pretty much interlinked. I mean, Rich Austin says Brian Winters is a train wreck. Might much rather have Benseki out there as a swing guard tackle. And Santiago Miardi, I do apologize if I pronounce his name wrong. He goes, I think McDermott and his continuous changes make him guilty for the bad work of the O-line. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's only making changes because of the injuries, but there has to be something that Winters can do that Nsekhi can't, and I think he probably just has more versatility and speed.
But then what's Winters got that Bosiger hasn't? And Bosiger's had been the better player with limited snaps than Winters. Give him a run. Go Dawkins, Bottinger, Morse, Feliciano, Williams.
Yeah. That's tough to say. I mean, you'll have an opportunity in practice. I mean, they had the bye week to really figure out who their best guys are. This could have been a Cody Ford emergency kind of play where now during the week, it'll be an open competition. So that's what I think it is more than anything. Because Ford goes down on Friday, you really just went with the, let's just get the guy in there that we know, and now let's test everybody else out during the week.
It begs the question to ask. I know we're not going to talk about this till the end of the season, but could you see the Bills drafting a guard? We're not going to discuss it. I'm just asking one simple question, and we'll talk about it at the end of the season.
Yeah, let that be a rhetorical question. So. It's a position of need. I'll just say that. Where it is, where it's ranked, I won't say it, but it's a position of need.
Okay. I'll take that. I'll take that any day. Or I'll take it to Jarrett Patterson. I'll take him any day of the week next week.
Oh, that's the Bulls guy, yeah?
Yeah. Three-headed monster of Moss, Singletary, and Patterson. That could do some damage.
You don't want to have three running backs. Let me tell you, you want a guy to get comfortable and hot. I think what we do right now is detrimental to both of them and their the game flow. You want a guy who's one, and then you don't want a 1B. You kind of want a 1C where Kamara and Latavius Murray, I think, have a really good flow where Murray comes in when Kamara's hurt and you can still trust him. That's what I would want. I would trust Singletary with the majority of the plays, and Moss will come in to, you know, give, you know, maybe a drive, Singletary a breather. And then if Moss goes, then keep him going. But definitely have an understanding of chemistry and game flow will lead to success.
Yeah. I mean, We could go on and on about the game and all that. I think
we don't need to. The Chargers coaching staff blew it. Our defense made up for our offensive mistakes. The offense, aside from, the turnovers, clean it up, but the passing game was efficient. The running game took a step up. We just had some mistakes. Nobody's perfect, you know? That's the title of the game. Pobody's nerfect. That's this week. All right?
So I guess on that note, you don't have much to nothing else to add to.
No, good Lord, I'm exhausted. I kind of still want to go eat some more, but no, I won't. Thanksgiving's over.
That's all right. I'm just hoping that.
I think it's time for me to get my tree up. So we'll see what we'll get that done maybe late this week.
I'm just hoping the Chiefs haven't pulled Tyreek Hill.
What? I don't think so. If that game stays close, it's going to be ridiculous.
I don't think it is close. I think what? Tyreek Hill's already gone for 203 yards.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
Two touchdowns. I mean, if I've got him in most of my dream teams and my fantasy team, so I'm happy. Yeah. But no, we got obviously the 49ers show coming up, whenever that's going to be, wherever that's going to be. But apart from that, if you've got nothing else to add, we'll just keep saying, keep hitting that subscribe button, that follow button, the notification button, press notification, get tweets instantly from us.
Subscribe, share. More than anything, I want to ask, share. Let's build this thing together.
Yes. So keep following, subscribing, join all our social media channels. Just continue your love and support. We're into the next century of podcasts. And for Alex, I'm Matt saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for listening and go Bills.
Go Bills.
Not us.
Yeah, not us.
You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work.
No. Huh?
That's who we are.
Bills on three. One, two, three.